When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The problem with cellulite is the circulation doesn't reach it. It's compromised. So that's problem number one. And in the case of cellulite, you've got toxicity. Well, toxins come into the body in a myriad of ways. We live in a very toxic society now in terms of our food and our water is contaminated and there's chemicals everywhere. And in the case of cellulite, I like to refer to it as landfill. Hello, my name's Katie Brindle and welcome to Own Your Health. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And today in Own Your Health, we're going to be talking about a very, very common symptom, which most people have at some point or other, which is cellulite. Now, cellulite is when the fat deposits basically rise up through the fascia and they settle under the surface of the skin and they sort of kind of create that sort of orange peely texture, which is all too common. And often we can try all sorts of creams and lotions and potions to try and address the issue, often to no avail. So today's episode, I wanted to take the lid off cellulite and give you a little bit of extra information, which I hope will really help you, because there's some stuff that we know in Chinese medicine that isn't really discussed that often, which I think will blow the lid off cellulite and the issues of it. So let's just strip the whole thing back to how we address health issues in the body. Anyone that's been listening to me regularly will know that I talk about three key things you need to know to own your health. And those three key things underpin every single aspect of your health. And cellulite is no exception. So what are they? Number one, circulation needs to move freely. Well, in the case of cellulite, circulation is not moving freely. The problem with cellulite is the circulation doesn't reach it. It's compromised. So that's problem number one. Number two, purge and nourish. It's really important to allow the body systems to release all the toxicity and nourish through with new, fresh energy. Okay, that comes in by the breath and it also comes in via food and drink. And in the case of cellulite, I like to refer to it as landfill. Often we find that the toxins are not flowing smoothly out of the body and the body has to do something with it, okay? And often the body will just stick it into fat cells because it's like landfill. It can get it away from the organs and away from the crucial mechanics of the body and dump it. Arms, back, lower thighs, bums, tums, legs, okay? And it will move it away from the body in order to get that toxicity away from the things that need to sort of ground control here, away from the things that need to be operating because it's life or death. And then the third final thing for owning your health is strengthening the five key organs. Now, I talk about this all the time. Most people kind of get their head around detoxification and circulation, but strengthening the organs is less a thing that we think about. And yet with cellulite, that's also the case. Why? Well, because in Chinese medicine, the organs are responsible for everything in your body, everything, the physical body, the emotional body, and the spiritual body. And in the case of cellulite, you've got toxicity. Well, toxins come into the body in a myriad of ways. We live in a very toxic society now in terms of our food and our water is contaminated and there's chemicals everywhere. But never mind that, because that's external toxins. What about the internal toxins? That's what I call the negative narrative. Stress coming into the body with the endless, relentless lives that we all have to live, and also the negative narrative that we have ourselves where we're constantly barraging ourselves and comparing ourselves in a negative way. Now, that affects the organs. And interestingly, depending on what your organs are doing, depends on where the cellulite tends to sit, because that's where the landfill at that point comes out of the channels associated with the organs that flow all over the body, and they kind of splurge out of the energy channels into the actual landmass of the body itself, forming and being dumped into fat cells, being pushed as far through the body as it can possibly go, and then settling. because that's what the body's doing. So we can tell a lot about what's going on with the state of your organs about where the cellulite is in your body. So for example, backs of the arms, that tends to be to do with the cardiovascular system and the heart. And the heart tends to feel anxiety. And the heart is also about self-love. And the heart is also about authenticity and being in command of yourself. And if you're feeling that you're being bashed about and that you're not in command of your life and that you're feeling an onslaught of the negative impact of modern day life, you will often find that that will end up impacting on those negative emotions and the pain attached to it on the backs of the arms. How about other organs? Well, the liver. The liver is to do with anger and frustration and resentment and bitterness and things blocking you. Well, if the liver is unhappy, you will often find that you will get stubborn fat and cellulite around the middle of the body, middle age spread. Okay. And then if you're looking at saddlebags, which are slightly further down, that's more connected to the gallbladder, which is an organ connected to the liver via something that we call the wood element. It's just that the liver's dumped it into its pair and it's pushed it further down the body into the saddlebags. The bum and the buttocks tend to be connected to the kidneys and the bladder. And the kidney is all about fear. And it's also about very much connected to the stress response. And then last, but by no means least, you have the spleen. Now, the spleen will often manifest its unhappiness, which tends to be over worry and undernourishing yourself in terms of pampering or putting yourself first or actually indeed looking after yourself. We often find as humans, we put ourselves last on the list because there's so much that we need to go through. And often you will find, if that's the case, that the fat deposits tend to be at the front and on the inside of the legs and also can get caught up around the middle of the body as well, also manifesting as middle age spread. So that's a little bit of insight as to why the cellulite's going on in the first place. It is very much to do with all the standard Western stuff that we talk about, sort of food and drink and sedentary lifestyle and all that stuff. But it is also very much connected to inflammation, stress, and a negative narrative going on inside the body. So what do we do? Well, the good news is there's quite a lot that we can do about it. In the first instance, the thing that I recommend the most is body brushing, because cellulite is very much in the main a condition that we associate to the spleen and to the spleen's relationship and its control of the muscles. OK, so therefore, what we want to do is we want to use a body brush. Now, this is the body brush that I absolutely love for this, which is the soft one. OK, now for more information on these kinds of products, we'll put that in the comments below. But this is the soft body brush. Now, if you don't have this or you think I don't want to buy anything, then in the way to replicate this is to just use the flat of the hand. And we can start body brushing by doing circular motions, not the sweeps, circles, following the all important energy channels of the body. Because cellulite isn't just a condition of the physical body. Energy always begins everything. Energy first, okay? Matter, the physical body, follows the energy. So if you start with the physical body, you're missing a very, very important trick, which is you have to go a step before that. Start with the energy. So rather than a lot of the body brushing techniques where they're giving you sweeps going towards the heart, when you're working with energy, it's a different technique. You take the flat of your hand and you start at the heart, but this time you spiral, because energy moves in spirals, not straight lines. Circulation moves in straight lines in a different way. So it's a different mechanic. And at this stage, you want to circle the palm or the very soft body brush, and please make sure it's very, very soft indeed. That's why I have that one in my collection. Okay, and then what we're doing is we're going down the inside of the arms and up the outside. And if you've got cellulite at the back of the arms, this is where you want to be working from the elbow towards the heart in this instance, because that's how the energy happens to be flowing. But you want to go in spirals, okay? Not straight lines. You won't get such a good effect. So spiraling down, and then you want to take that down the side of the breast tissue under into the abdomen like so, so that you're sweeping that through. And then you take your body brush or the palm of your hand and you slowly, in a clockwise motion around the tummy, go around the abdomen, and then you want to hit this wonderful spleen liver area just here, bang slap on your waistline, and you want to go round. If you're doing this with me at home, this should feel really pleasurable. I love taking people into the pleasure zone. It's like one of the best things about alternative preventative health, because this should feel really good. Your body will go, oh my God, that feels great. I was like, oh, I know. Right. So then what you want to do is always make sure when you're doing body brushing for cellulite is that you're very much working on the lymphatic system, because you want to keep that clean. You want to stop this landfill ending up spewing into the fat cells. So when you're going down the back of the arms, you want to make sure you're going over that armpit. Okay, if you don't really fancy touching your armpit, just put a t-shirt on, or just do it after the shower in the morning, but taking it down there and then also around the groin area of the body as well, the inguinal, which is where the thighs are sort of touching the torso, rubbing in that general area, just either side of the groin, just here. Okay, and then what you want to do is take your gentle circular motions down the outside of the legs and then up the inside of the legs. And with that, you're gently working this landfill and you're starting to detoxify the body. And then you're going to start to shift the cellulite gently, okay? Because you can then do something called sublimation. Sublimation is where one substance changes to become something else. So something physical can then become energetic. Because in the first place, something energetic has then become physical. And you can reverse that. It's so cool. And you can also use the excretory function of the skin to do the same thing. Because the skin is a detoxification organ. So by using a soft body brush, you can open the pores of the skin so that you're sublimating the very issue and allowing it to release out through the skin. How cool is that? Right. So having really got your head around that, the last thing that I would recommend for cellulite is that not only can you use the body brush, but you could also use a little jade comb like this, which is that you do exactly the same thing, but having started with the body brush, you progress and do exactly the technique I've taught you, but with the comb as well, because it's a bit like brushing the hair and combing the hair. It's a slightly deeper solution. And then last, but by no means least, one of the best things that you can do for cellulite is cold water therapy. Just start with your shower, your normal daily shower, and start to change the temperature from your normal, like, nice warm temperature. Just make it a little bit colder, and then a little bit colder, and a little bit colder, until eventually you can fluctuate completely like this. And if that's feeling a bit much, just put the leg in first and then the arm in first and just build up slowly. It took me 6 months to being completely cold water averse to being able to do full on ice plunges, which is what I do now. So there we go. That's a little bit of an inroad into cellulite. There's more information on a free fact sheet, which is on my website. But in the meantime, do please rate and review me on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And if you've got any comments on this feed, do please leave your comments on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.